Soaring hawks are so much a part of the rural Sonoma County landscape that it's easy to take them for granted. These birds, mostly red-tailed hawks, are among 17 species that are common to our region. And it turns out that hawk is a surprisingly broad term.
When we say hawks in the recreational birding sense, we mean hawks, we mean eagles, we mean falcons. The dictionary definition simply says that they are diurnal raptors. That is, abroad during the day, they chase after their food. That food is meat. That's essentially what a hawk is.
Dick Ashford has been making an informal study of these aerial hunters for some years now. A longtime birding enthusiast and one-time mayor of Sonoma a decade ago, Ashford is president of the Klamath Bird Observatory in Ashland, Oregon, where he now resides. He'll be giving a public talk about hawks back in Sonoma this evening. He says they're an important group of birds for several reasons.
They are strong indicators of ecosystem health. If you have hawks in your area, that says there's hawk food in your area, and that hawk food is part of a larger food chain. Plus, there's a certain aesthetic here. They're absolutely beautiful animals, both in terms of coloration and plumage, but also watching them fly.
That's especially true of the red-tailed hawk, Ashford adds, but not necessarily for other breeds.
They're up there soaring to use that wonderful eyesight they have to find their prey, those rodents down in the field. But other hawks, like the sharpshin hawk and the Cooper's hawk, generally speaking, they're not soaring birds. They live in the woods, and they go after little birds, and they fly on fast dashes and use the element of surprise to catch their prey.
The keen, high-altitude vision that hawks are known for is the result of a physiological trait that they and certain other bird species have evolved, Ashford explains. Each of their eyes contains two specialized light receptor areas called fovea, whereas the human eye has just one.
There's a little indentation in the back of your retina, and that's where a lot of the light receptors are really, really concentrated. That's where you're getting that concentration of visual signal. Well, hawks have two. They have one, like you and I do, right straight on, but they have another one off to the side in each eye. And they even have a sharp line of visual acuity between the two fovea. What that means is they've got their field of vision pretty much in focus across that whole field. So much sharper, 8 to 10 times better than humans, but also more focused.
That may be part of the reason that hawks have taken on such an enduring role in human lore and imagery.
Birds of prey, hawks, eagles, falcons were worshipped by ancient cultures. Falconry became an embedded part of our culture hundreds of years ago and still exists. There's something magical about these birds that appeals to our psyche.
The various hawks that frequent our area range in size from small kestrels, which weigh just a few ounces, with a wingspan of less than a foot, to golden eagles that can weigh up to 6 or 8 pounds and reach 6.5 feet between wingtips. The bigger birds also tend to live longer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.